Well, this is week 5 of online journalism, and we're the conservation group, and we're compiled of me, Rachel, Wizza, Alex, Emma, and Sean, and we're just going to talk about kind of what we've been doing so far. So let Wizza go first.
Well, I've been I attended an event recently, Be a Voice in the Park. It was an event just basically just for conservationists who were interested in going to a rediscovery walk in Cannon Hill Park. It was all to celebrate the refurbishment of a of the Mac Arts Centre in Cannon Hill Park, which was very interesting.
It sounds really interesting. So what are you doing next week?
Next week I'll be going along to Earth Day in Edgbaston, just going there to celebrate science and learn about nature.
Fabulous. Alex, what have you been doing?
I've been working on the Jewellery Quarter, and more specifically the Jewellery Quarter lobby. Basically, like, in December there was funding for the Jewellery Quarter was cut, and now there's this group of Jewellery Quarter enthusiasts who have come together to try and save the Jewellery Quarter, and I'd sort of did a bit of work about their progress and what's been going on there.
Are you going to follow that up?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay, what are you thinking of doing next week?
I'm going to a conservation day at Manor Farm to see what's cracking with the animals and what they're doing conservation wise.
Well, I hope you have fun with the animals.
Cheers.
Emma, what have you been doing?
Well, last week I looked into the Northfield Photography Competition, and it's to basically capture Northfield, like, in its beautiful state, either buildings, wildlife, people, or anything to do with Northfield.
That sounds really nice. What are you doing next week?
Next week I'm looking into Starbucks and how much water they waste every day in their stores around the world.
You know what, I think we should boycott Starbucks because it sounds bad. Sean, what have you been doing?
Last week I did a story about Bee Hotels, the open air laboratories have set up, which is about setting up loads of hotels across Birmingham to help save the bees, and they want to get people to set them up in their gardens.
So it's not just for crazy bee enthusiasts?
No.
Or crazy bee people?
They're trying to get the public involved. So
nice. So what are you working on next week?
Next week I will be looking into coffee conservation at Urban Coffee. They're trying to encourage people to take coffee home and do different stuff with it, like put it in their soil and use it as fertiliser. And me and Emma will be going to visit Babu the Panda.
Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing all about that. Alex was talking about reusing your tea bags as well. That sounds quite interesting. Do you want to elaborate? Go on.
I don't really know. I saw like something on the news the other day about this coffee shop that are reusing tea bags, and then they're selling like the cups of tea with the reused tea bags for like 30p, just to try and like save the earth. Buy your tea bags.
Maybe I should probably tell you what I've been doing. I've been doing conservation days at Woodgate Valley, where they just help out clearing all the stuff that's been brought in over the winter and making it look pretty for summer. And I've also been looking into Nicky Hill's Make a Difference Day, which pretty much does the same thing, but is in a different place. And next week I shall be learning all about butterflies and what the Butterfly Conservation Society, I'm guessing, is doing in Wyre Forest to help the butterflies. And I think that's pretty much, we've almost hit 5 minutes, so I guess we're going to stop now. But if you want to look at all our beautiful stories, then go to Birmingham Recycle, just type it into Google, first one will come up, and that's pretty much it. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.